Today's composition is called The Reproaches, and you will soon understand why. John Saunders published The Reproaches 1 year before retiring as organist at Gloucester Cathedral, where he also took his turn conducting the Three Choirs Festival, something I do hope to hear someday. The texts are drawn from various night services from Holy Week. These powerful words contrast the good deeds God has done for us with what the human race did in response. For example, I led you from slavery to freedom, but you led your Savior to the cross. I opened the sea before you, but you opened my side with a spear. I gave you saving water from the rock, but you gave me gall and vinegar to drink. These are harsh reproaches, and some of the harshness will be heard in this music. Yes, there are soft, gentle passages, but there are also phrases sung so loudly that I become uncomfortable, and that is exactly the point. There will be dissonances, as for the word people, dissonances highlighting how badly we have acted. We will hear two refrains. The first is the first thing we hear, and it represents, I think, the voice of God asking those piercing questions, questions which are really reproaches. This refrain will be sung in a restrained manner. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I offended you? Answer me. Answer me. Just let me know. I imagine the second refrain representing humanity calling to God. I hear it as our calling out for God's mercy. But first, we confess who God is. Holy is God, holy and strong. And then our prayer. Holy immortal one, have mercy on us. The music in this second refrain begins louder than any other, but as we beg for God's mercy, it is though we quietly sink to our knees, because all we can do is plead, have mercy on us.